Grueling Guys on the Grueling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. I hope you're having as much fun as we are, and you've got plans to get out and create a little tailgate, maybe drink a little red wine or maybe some white wine from Fen Valley, because that will set the mood. And I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
It adds to the ambiance.
It does.
Thanks for joining us. It is the Grilling Guys. We want to talk a little bit about Operation GI Barbecue.
Right. We've talked to you all about this and put it out there a couple times that we just got to punch this thing over the goal line, and that is we need to get transportation so that we've got the grills, we've got the smokers, we've got the charcoal, the sauce, the rubs, and we need to get that out to Camp Pendleton.
That's
in California.
Right. And so in teeing this up properly, I'll give you a little update on what's happened this last week. This last week, I've been communicating back and forth with this fella, let's just call him Chris, and he's in charge of MCRD, which is the Marine Corps Museum. I don't know what it all stands for, but basically, he's the main man for the Marine Corps, the civil side of the Marine Corps Museum. They handle a giant association or foundation, and he's the one that's going to receive the property. He's getting the clearances from a two-star general that's going to allow us to ship this product onto the base and form this cool little relationship that we're trying to form. Now, we've been dragging this on for quite a while because dealing with the military is, let's just say, cumbersome.
Well, it's rightfully secure.
We
okay?
should send
I'm just
Brian
go
out
there.
Let's send Brian out
right,
there.
Right, yeah, with a couple
of
bottles, things would
those
start
guys
flowing
would, like,
crazy.
Grease that track.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Chris has this all set up now, approved by this two-star general, and he's now trying to set up the logistics so that we can deliver. And when we deliver, Jop and I are going to go, and we're going to actually fly in on a Thursday. We're going to fly back home on a Sunday, but we're going to fly in there, and we're going to freight this stuff out in advance. We're going to cook for a bunch of GIs, and we're going to teach a bunch of chefs how to use it, and then we're going to come home. So this just takes massive coordination, believe it or not, going across the country with all this equipment. So we're really close to having a permanent date on this, and getting freight and a few of these expenses covered is what we've been trying to do. So we talked about this a couple weeks in a row, and I get an email from this fella who says, hey, my name's Derek, and I heard you guys are still short on cash. I want to help you out. Right now, we have Derek Van Portfleet in studio to tell us what's on his mind.
Thanks for having me, fellas. Sunday I saw you were still $5,000 in the hole. Both my grandfathers fought in World War II. My mom's father fought in the European theater. My dad's dad fought in the Philippines. And I've always had respect for our troops, and they pay the price for our freedom. So I thought that, geez, I'll just hit up these guys and see if they possibly could use some T-shirts. And lo and behold, you do. So here I am, and I'm going to donate 72 shirts to your cause, and hopefully you can turn that into some stacks of cash.
Right. We're looking to sell these T-shirts for whatever it is you think they're worth, guys. We're going to suggest $25 a piece, just because we're raising money to put this thing over the edge. But
that'll cover freight, too. We're going to put them on the website. You can go to gibbq.com. You can go to thegrillingguys.com. We'll put them up on the website and help in that effort.
Got a really cool logo that we put together for this thing, and they're going to be out there, and you can proudly wear one of these shirts and show your support to GI Barbecue. I feel like we pander a little bit on this, but dang it, it's worth it.
It's not pandering when it's charity.
Right.
I mean, I kind of feel the same way, but, you know, it's not like we're saying, hey, give us money. This is not for us. It's not for our cause. It's for our kids, our troops, GIs that are around the world that might get, you know, a little better day once because they got to cozy up next to a great big American Barbecue Systems judge smoker that's spitting out a bunch of butts and briskets, and all of a sudden they're feeling like, gosh, somebody noticed I'm here.
Right.
When they've got bullets and IEDs and bombs and roadside bombs and crap happening to them that you all can't imagine. And they're coming home with PTSD. They got all kinds of issues. And this fella named Derek, and it's not Derek and the Dominoes, but that's where you got your name from, right?
That is correct. That's where Dad got the inspiration for my name.
Hey, we all got to be inspired, right?
That's right, yeah. Yep. So good for him. He got inspired, obviously. So what do you call you have a screen printing business.
That's correct.
What do you call it?
It's Moonlicht Screen Printed Graphics. Moonlicht is Old Gaelic for moonlight, and there were just too many moonlights, so I did Moonlicht.
There's no Gaelic like Old Gaelic.
Yeah, right. the wife is about half Irish, so there's a little Gaelic in the house.
Uh-huh. Yeah, my wife's got a little bit of that too, so I understand. I think if you have that much Irish, you're full-blown.
That's correct. You know, guys, freedom isn't free, and my wife and I last June, she surprised me. We're diehard Tigers fans, which right now is very painful, but
excruciating.
She surprised me with a 3-day trip to San Diego to go see a 3-day series of the Tigers playing the Padres,
cool.
Right?
Yeah.
So a lot of people would say that's a lot of baseball, but we loved it. And Sunday was Military Appreciation Day, and the second oldest survivor of Pearl Harbor throughout the first pitch. And the stands were full of warriors.
Wow, I'm getting goosebumps.
Okay, so the whole stadium was full of these tattooed badasses hugging on their 1-2-year-old kids and kissing on their pregnant wives. And they're going to bad places.
Yeah.
Or they've been to bad places and they're going back. So that is another thing that really inspired me to help donate to this cause, a small token of my appreciation to...
So if you're trying to get the connection there, Camp Pendleton is right just outside of San Diego. So there are a ton of Marines in Camp Pendleton. Quite a few Navy guys, too, there, actually. A few Air Force and Army.
There were a lot of whites. There were a lot of tan dress uniforms. Yep. There was one whole section that was all Marines in dress unis. Just to see that big square of that brown up there was like, holy smokes.
So you heard us trying to get some help, and you thought of your trip. And you looked out your airplane window.
And when we were leaving San Diego, I had a window seat because I get a little nauseous in the plane and I got to, you know, look at the horizon. So I looked down and there were circles of men with their hands on each other's shoulders marching in circles in this sand, this dusty sand, and their backpacks and everything were in a huge pile. And I said to my wife, those guys are going bad to a bad place. Those guys are going to go to, you know, they're marching all morning in this dusty, sandy dirt to acclimate to desert climate or whatever. And as we were taking off, it was like, those are the guys that protect us, you know?
So. Right. And they asked, they volunteered.
Right.
They weren't forced to do it.
No, there's no draft right now that I'm aware of. So,
right.
No, so you're getting the best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Operation GI Barbecue does is it says, hey, we're gonna pick a group of these and just give them a little blessing. We're gonna drop in on them and bring this big Kansas City smoker in. We're going to teach their cooks how to make barbecue. And guess what? Their standard of living is going to automatically just go up. It's going to skyrocket. We're going to bring them some American Stockyard barbecue sauce. We're going to just try and help their lives. Parker barbecue, Parker charcoal. It's a really tough one to say with three of these Capricios. Parker Pure Mountain Charcoal. There's a tongue twister.
There you go.
But anyway, we've got a lot of people that have pitched in with this, and we hope that just go to thegrillingguys.com and or gibbq.com. And you know what? We've asked for straight up donations. Now we're going to give you a little bit back. We got some T-shirts that we will exchange with you for a donation to the cause, because we're going to make this happen.
Yep.
And we will do this, and we want to do it with you.
And we're going to stretch our delivery time out to maybe November or December. Maybe we can get it in there just early December, late November. I hate the thought of late November because it's deer season. But either way, between now and then, we're going to have one event, and we're going to have these shirts there so that we can and meet with everybody and raise a little bit of dough for the end of this session. And then we're going to start next year's version. And
absolutely,
that next load is going to Charleston. And we've got the go ahead for that too. So the Marines are going to get a nice gift. Thanks so much to Derek and Moonlicht Productions. We sure appreciate it.
Absolutely. Glad to be a part of it, guys.
Coming up next, it's a little bit of man law, and we might have a little more wine. Stick with us. We'll be back.